The State Department has ordered dependents and non-essential workers at the U.S. Embassy and three consulates in Pakistan to leave the country. Secretary of State Colin Powell informed Pakistan's government of the decision today, citing safety concerns.
And in other news today from Pakistan, prosecutors have revealed new evidence in the kidnapping and murder of journalist Daniel Pearl. Authorities formally charged Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh and 10 other men with the crime. And the lead prosecutor says he has evidence that Omar personally wrote a letter threatening to kill Daniel Pearl if his demands weren't met. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from Karachi.
Prosecutors moved their chief suspect in the most massive security convoy yet. About 24 police vehicles escorted Omar on his journey across town. Omar himself rode to court inside an armored car, or at least that's how it seemed. Nobody on the street ever actually saw him. Police drove the car into a secluded courtyard, closed the gates, and then led the suspect into a tiny courtroom closed to the public. By guarding so heavily against an assassination or an escape, the Karachi police showed the depth of their respect for Jaish-e-Mohammed, the extremist group that Omar represents. After the closed hearing, prosecutor Raja Qureshi emerged to say he is ready to go to trial.
The charges of the prosecution are kidnapping for ransom, murder, and acts of terrorism. And the penalty, as envisaged in law, being the normal penalty, is that of death.
Court documents filed today offer a glimpse of the government's case against Omar, three other men in custody, and seven men still at large. Telephone records indicate that they frequently called each other, and in some cases they called Daniel Pearl. They allegedly lured him here to Karachi, where the journalist believed he would meet a source. A taxi driver says he took Pearl to a restaurant and then watched him climb into a white Toyota Corolla with Omar and three other men. Until now, that testimony was believed to be the strongest evidence linking Omar to the crime. But in an interview, the chief prosecutor says it is not the only evidence. Prosecutor Qureshi says police have found the original version of a message sent just after Pearl disappeared. The writer of that message threatened to kill the journalist unless the U.S. met a variety of demands. The note was handwritten. Police say they found it in Omar's briefcase, and a handwriting expert says Omar wrote it. An American expert from the FBI says the message was later emailed from a computer belonging to one of Omar's fellow suspects. After he faces trial in Karachi, a federal indictment awaits Omar in the United States. Pakistan has said it may be willing to turn over Omar after he's prosecuted here. But Pakistani Interior Minister Mohanuddin Haider says Omar may not live long enough to face extradition.
Well, we'll see. If he gets maximum punishment here, that means that he can be punished for his crime in Pakistan also.
If he's executed in Pakistan, that means, among other things, that Omar may never get a chance to spill embarrassing secrets in an American court. His group, Jaish-e-Mohammed, once received support from Pakistan's military intelligence service. In the Pakistani court proceedings, a defense lawyer says he will focus on what the prosecution did not provide today. For starters, Khoja Naveed says prosecutors have not found the body of a murder victim. But while he's defending some of the suspects, Khoja Naveed will not be representing Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh. No lawyer accompanied the chief suspect into court today. According to prosecutors, Omar told the judge he didn't trust Karachi lawyers, and he plans to defend himself without one. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Karachi, Pakistan.